Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
After a wait of over 2 years, the 2020 Munster Senior Football Champions will finally receive their medals this evening. Tipperary ended an 85-year wait in November of 2020 to claim the Munster title with a win over Cork. However, due to COVID restrictions, they never got their medal. Manager of the Tipperary Senior Footballers is David Power. He joins us now on the line. And you're very welcome, David, to the programme. It's been a long, long wait, hasn't it?
It has been a long, long wait, and it's... We're actually here now and there's a lovely crowd here and we're expecting around 300 people here tonight, so it's going to be a great night.
So exactly where are you and what are you expecting?
We're in Hotel Manila, which is based in Clonmel, and it's basically just a dinner dance, and so it'll be hopefully a long night. And look, I think it's a night for the players, really. I suppose winning that Munster title after 85 years, it was a massive achievement, and I think it's rightly so that there's a night like this, we'll say, here in Hotel Manila.
Yeah, and as you say, it's well-deserved, and the long wait, I suspect, might make it even better. 300 people expected there tonight, and this close to Christmas, you know, everyone is in celebrating mood anyway, aren't they?
Yeah, and actually team captain Conor Sweeney had himself and his wife had a baby girl there now today as well, so there's, I suppose, extra celebrations there as well. So it's going to be a fabulous night, and I suppose it's going to be a pretty emotional night as well, because, you know, like 85 years was a long time, and there's a lot of people that have kept football on the mat over those years, and and it's really for them as well, because we would have had our bad times as well, and but look, we're really, really looking forward for tonight, and hopefully it'll inspire, I suppose, the next generation to go on and play for Tip football as well.
Can I ask you, David? I was going to ask you about that inspire, and never mind the next generation. Does it help or hinder preparations for 2023, I wonder, a night like tonight?
I think in some ways it has hindered the last 2 years for us, because I think now tonight that's the line across the sand, and I think then we can finally drive on then going into 2023, and we're doing a lot of hard work there at the minute, and even there on Wednesday night, which was our last training session, we just said, right, we're going to enjoy Friday night and enjoy the next couple of days with our families. I think this will actually help, because I just felt the last 2 years for some reasons, we just weren't at the same levels that we have been at. I suppose looking back at 2020, obviously we have lost a number of players as well, but I hate using that as any excuse. But I think tonight, I think might actually inspire, why can't we do it over the next year or two? Because, we have some magnificent players. Over the last 10 years, we've been in All-Ireland minor finals, under 21 finals. So, like, this was no fluke. There's a lot of different people that put in huge work to make this happen.
Yeah, so question. Yeah, sorry, Sarah. Go on.
Sorry, I'm just wondering. That's really interesting. You think it might have hindered you over the last couple of years? So, do you think having that big celebration, if you could have had it when it happened and had the medals handed over and all of that, that would have sort of given you a platform from which to go further and stronger, or how has it hindered you?
Possibly, because like we lost a number of players in 2021 because lads went to Australia, lads went to America, and it's a thing that I really, really think, like, if we have our best group of players available, I think we can compete against the very, very top teams. We proved that, when I was over the minor team in 2011, like, we bet Dublin, and if you look at that Dublin minor team, they were the backbone of that great Dublin senior team that have won so many All-Irelands. Now, I'm not saying that we would have been right up there, but we have some magnificent players that can play at the highest level, and I would have just said over the last 2 years, by not having the celebration, and again, it was because of COVID and because of club championship and because of inter-county championship, and it was very hard to get a date. So finally, I think this will actually help us.
Okay. Is that why it took so long? Because, the pandemic, the height of the pandemic has been over for a while now.
Yeah. Well, I would say there was COVID restrictions last last Christmas as well. So, you know, I was keen. I didn't want it on during the, we'll say, the inter-county league and championship, and then the club championship then kicked in as well. And then, to be fair to the clubs, we wanted to let the clubs at. So, to be fair, this we kind of came up with this date, and because we were conscious of all the different club teams that were going to be, representing Tipperary at Munster club level as well. So this is kind of a neutral date. I suppose it was the safest date that we could really go with.
So you'll have two senior football teams in Munster this year, this Christmas, receiving their Munster Championship yes. medals. Who do you think will go on and win the All-Ireland in 23 out of those two then?
Well, you'll have to say Kerry. I think our big thing is... we're hopeful that we'll get a couple of our players back from 2020 for the 2023 season, and if we can, we can be very, very competitive again. But that's our thing. Like, we need all our players available. But if we do have all our players available, I know we can be very competitive against most teams. I think that's our aim for the coming season. We got out of Division 4, let's say, this year, which was a marvellous achievement. Because we would have had a lot of new players. Now we're in Division 3, and hopefully that we have a couple of, players back that we can drive on further as well.
So will there be speeches and everything tonight, or how do you think it'll play out?
Paul Collins is the MC for the night. So I think it's going to be very much interview based as well. Because now there will be a couple of speeches as well. I suppose the county chairman, football chairman. Will be giving speeches, but we're trying to kind of make it, you know, I think the day of big speeches, I think people want to enjoy the night as well. We've got music as well, and I think hopefully it'll be a long night as well, and that people can really, really, I think, just enjoy it. And look, I know it's so close to Christmas, but I think having around 300 people would tell, you know, how much it really meant to the people of Tipperary winning that Munster title.
Yeah. Well, listen, enjoy, David, and it's well deserved, especially after the wait that you've had, and I hope everyone has a brilliant time. Thank you very much for joining us this evening.